Answers Magazine, Volume 15.2, Page 44. Not Just Any God, by Simon Turpin. The universe was created not just by a God, but by the triune God of Scripture. A number of years ago, a famous megachurch hosted a debate between a prominent atheist and a Christian apologist. Thousands of people gathered to hear the evidence for and against the existence of God. But when it came time for the Christian to contend for God's existence, he argued that most evidence points to the greater probability for the existence of a God. As I listened, I thought, why is he only arguing for the existence of a God rather than the God of the Bible? Sadly, Christian apologists regularly argue in this way. Rather than defend the God of the Bible, they simply promote a general deity. But there is a big difference. Generic theism does not equal biblical theism. When we give people evidence that merely points to a higher power, Scripture tells us that fallen humans will take that evidence, suppress it, and make an idol out of their distorted version. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 and verse 25, Acts chapter 17, verse 23. Our belief in the triune nature of God is fundamental to our defense of the Christian faith. In fact, this belief separates us from every other religion. Our goal is to point people to the triune God, the only God, who truly exists and on whom every person's eternal destiny depends. The triune God at creation. The Bible clearly teaches that the world was created by the triune God. While the Father is at the forefront of creation, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6, the Son, Jesus, is recognized as the one who spoke creation into existence and upholds the universe by the word of his power. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, 8 through 10, and chapter 11, verse 3. Scripture reveals, "For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm." Psalm 33, verse 9. The New Testament bears witness to this immediate creation through Jesus' miracles in the Gospels. For example, when he instantaneously turned water into wine, John chapter 2, verses 1 through 11, or when the centurion's servant was healed the very moment Jesus commanded it, Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. So when Jesus, the Word, spoke the divine command, "Let there be light," Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, we have very good reason to conclude that it did not take millions of years for that light to come into existence. Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. The Holy Spirit was also active at the beginning of creation, hovering over the newly formed earth, nurturing and preparing it for habitation through the creative word. He is the one who breathes life into every living thing. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Job chapter 33, verse 4. Psalm 104, verse 30. God's statement, "Let us make man in our image," Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, is in harmony with divine plurality in the Godhead. In the beginning is the gospel. The gospel has its foundation in Genesis. In John chapter 1, verse 1, for example, we read, "In the beginning was the Word." This, of course, takes us back to the first verse of Genesis, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." John is referencing the God of Genesis, namely the Word, Greek, Logos, who was not only with God, but was God. This Word is the one who brought all things into being at creation. John chapter 1, verse 3 and following. Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. John then tells us that the Word who was with God in the beginning became flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. John did not say that the Word stopped being God. Refer to John chapter 8, verse 58. In fact, John uses the very particular term dwelt, Greek, skenu, which means he pitched his tent or tabernacled among us. Refer to Exodus chapter 25, verses 8 through 9, and chapter 33, verse 7. John is telling us that God dwelt in the person of Jesus, who came to take away the sins of the world. John chapter 1, verse 29. Certainly, Jesus is our Savior, but the New Testament emphasizes that he is also our Creator. People ask, if the Holy Spirit is God, why does the Bible not emphasize him as much as Jesus? The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is sent by the Father and the Son as a helper for us. John chapter 14, verse 16, chapter 16, verse 7. The Holy Spirit's role is very different from that of Jesus. As a result, the Holy Spirit does not point to himself, but points to the Son and glorifies him. John chapter 15, verse 26, chapter 16, verse 14. Jesus said it was for the disciples' advantage and ours that he should return to the Father so that the Holy Spirit would come to indwell and empower every believer and to convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. John chapter 16, verse 8. When we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, we are in absolute need of the Holy Spirit because he opens the minds and hearts of sinners. A generic or triune God. Why does it matter? Theists who believe in a generic God will one day face the judgment of the true triune God. John chapter 5, verses 25 through 29. As Christians, we are called to defend our faith by standing on the authority of Scripture and sharing the message of salvation, which is provided by the Creator God through the Holy Spirit's conviction and the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. John chapter 16, verse 8. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13. Simon Turpin is the executive director and speaker for Answers in Genesis, UK. He served in church ministry for 5 years and earned BA and MA degrees in theology before joining AIG UK in 2015.